When I was growing up, I was lucky that all of my neighbors had kids the same age as me and my brother. But I was stuck in this awkward age group because my brother's 3 years older than me, and so were half of the neighborhood kids. The other half were 3 years or more younger than me, and there I was, alone in the middle. So early on, I had a choice to make. And me being the cool kid that I was, I chose to hang out with the cool older kids. One of the perks of hanging out with the older kids is that they knew more games than I did. But what was frustrating is when we were playing a new game and they wouldn't tell me the rules. And then I would find myself out, and I wouldn't know what I'd done wrong. Rules are something that we all understand. We like to know what the bounds are. How far can we go? How far is too far? What puts me outside of the group? Any society is based upon laws. These are the things we do not do. These are the things we do. That is fundamental to what it is to be human. We like our order. But we also know what it's like when laws become overbearing. When small laws that are seemingly unimportant become obstacles to the bigger picture. This is the scenario that we have in the gospel of Christ. The leaders of the time, Christ has continually called out for their hypocrisy. They are the ones who tied up heavy burdens on the people without helping them in any way. It is the same leaders who said, your people don't follow the ritual purity like we do. They must be the worst people because they don't wash their hands. And yet, we know that the law is not life-giving. Rather, the law of grace, the supernatural grace that God gives us each day as his sons and daughters. This is what is life-giving. Because the law of grace helps us to understand that we might be dirty on the outside, but if we're living the true Christian life, we are clean where it matters the most, in our souls. Free from sin, free from those things that distract us from God and make us focus on the material, on this life instead of eternal life. We know what it's like to labor under unjust laws, laws that we find difficult to accept, laws that we don't agree with, but those laws which come from a legitimate authority, we know we have to follow unless they are against faith and morals. But Augustine, he gave us a beautiful axiom. Love the Lord with all you have and do whatever you want. It's not a license for us to sin or do any action that is against our morals. It's saying once you fall in love with God so radically, so completely, everything you do will be in accordance and in harmony with his divine law, because we wouldn't want to offend him. See, laws are a good starting point. The boundaries that they draw allow us to know what is good and bad, what is right and wrong. But that is only the first stage. See, we must progress in our understanding. We must understand that the laws that God gives us are not to be followed merely out of some kind of begrudged obedience, but lovingly because He is our Father who wishes nothing but the best for us. There are perhaps laws that we may find difficult for us to accept, difficult to follow when it comes to those laws that have been given to us by God. It is in those moments of following His will, obeying Him in every way that He desires for us to do, that we die to ourselves and we live for Christ. And in doing so, our love for Christ continues to grow more and more with each act of self-denial. This growth in our love for Christ finds its culmination in us not having to worry about the trivial laws of ritual purity, for instance. But rather, once we fall in love completely with the Lord who has given us everything, we will not have room for sin to enter into our lives. The more we love Christ, the emptier we become of our desires, and in becoming emptier, the Lord is able to fill us up more than we could imagine. The law of grace, that is the gift that God gives us each day to continue to persevere in our vocation, to continue to pray when we don't want to, when we don't feel like it, to come to Mass when it is difficult, to go to confession when we have sinned, to love our spouse when it is the hardest thing to do that day, or to be patient with our children when we want to just lose it. The law of grace and being faithful to God helps us in each of those scenarios, because it's not our nature, our own selves, that can do these things. It is Christ. Christ working through us each day that allows us to be the best parents, husbands, wives, priests, deacons that we can be. We can do very little on our own. And the more that we empty ourselves of our desires, the more the Lord works through us. The more we give ourselves to Him, the more He is able to do through us. It's only when we try to do everything our own that we fail. When we give ourselves to God, we rise above the mere adherence to the Ten Commandments, because they are the boundaries we know, and we do the good because we are so on fire and in love with the Lord that we couldn't think of doing anything else. Even the desire to love God does not come from us. It is first given to us by God. He is the first one to initiate this invitation. And what we can do is respond, yes or no, knowing that our actions, our response, have consequences. Just like when we break the rules, it puts us outside of one group. But this invitation the Lord has is not a one-time deal. It's an invitation he offers to us each and every single day, asking us again and again and again, do you love me? Will you follow me? And when our answers are not today, not fully, I can't give you everything I have, he asks us again the next day, drawing ever closer to him, empties us so that he can fill us with his love, his grace. And when we are overflowing with it, with the love and grace of Christ, then we will do the good because of who he is, not because of what we're afraid of. The law of grace that Christ has given to each of us is beautiful in its endurance, in its ways in which it invites us to understand the infinite love of God can take us to places we never fathomed. It can take us to be in communion, in prayer, in direct contact with the God that created the universe out of nothing. And from this contact with God, who created you and me, who loves us into existence each and every moment, from this prayer with him, we find our strength to not just follow the commandments he has given us, but to go beyond them in love of God first and our neighbors, emptying ourselves to be fully and totally his, so that when he comes to meet us at our judgment, he will look at us and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."